From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. And we're going to begin this hour in Baghdad, where U.S. and Iraqi troops have cordoned off a predominantly Sunni neighborhood called Adamiya. That area has harbored insurgents, and it's been a regular target of Shiite militias. The operation is just the latest phase of a security plan for the Iraqi capital. The goal for U.S. and Iraqi forces is to spread out to other trouble spots without letting places like Adamiya slide back into lawlessness. From Baghdad, NPR's Ann Garrels has the story.
For a week, well over 1,000 U.S. troops and Iraqi security forces blocked all traffic inside Adamiya while they searched more than 11,000 buildings. To provide enough U.S. forces for these intensified sweeps, the U.S. military shifted a Stryker Brigade combat team from the north, extending its stay in Iraq for an extra 3 months. Calling his new mission a success, Stryker Commander Colonel Michael Shields says U.S. and Iraqi forces confiscated hundreds of weapons and closed down a car bomb factory.
Murders, small arms fire, and reports of kidnapping are down. But I think the main effort of this operation is just beginning.
American and Iraqi reinforcements remain in Adamiya. Traffic is now resumed, but access in and out of the area is limited to certain roads and all cars are checked. Even with these measures, strangers, including journalists, are not welcome there. So residents were reached by phone. 31-year-old Ahmed Mohammed, a trader in black market gasoline, says security has improved.
People have started going out. They have started shopping. They have started to breathe again.
But while the U.S. is at pains to cast this as a joint Iraqi-American operation, Ahmed Mohammed says from what he's seen, it's very much an American-led effort.
The Iraqis were only backup. Only the Americans came into our houses. The Iraqis stayed outside. The Americans chose what areas to check.
And he says the checks went well.
They were very polite dealing with us, even during the house checks.
Many Sunnis here who once resented the Americans now see them as their protectors against the Shiite-dominated government and security forces.
In the past, cars would come in, shoot, and leave. The Iraqi army saw them and did nothing. In my street alone, 7 people were killed. No one knows who did this.
Mistrust of the Shiite-dominated government and security forces runs so deep that in the past, residents blocked them from coming in, and there were even pitched battles when they tried to enter. While acknowledging earlier problems, Iraqi General Mohammed Bashar, commander of the 9th Army Division, says attitudes have now changed with this operation.
People had no trust in the U.S. until the day we entered the area. They had no trust that we would deal with them this way. This is the truth.
But resident Hadi Tamer, who is a small food shop, says people in Adamiya are still suspicious of Iraqi forces and want the Americans to stay.
The Iraqis can't do anything. Americans direct them. Without the U.S., the Iraqi army would respond to us in a hostile manner.
With tensions between Sunni and Shiite still running high, Hadi Tamer is afraid to leave Adamiya to buy provisions for his shop, fearing he might be targeted elsewhere. And he still fears Shiite militias will return to Adamiya to kill again.
Any stranger is unwanted here right now, so I can't see you and you can't see me. Let's pray to God that will change and I can be hospitable. Now it's dangerous for both of us to meet here.
That makes it difficult for the government to send contractors to fix the crumbling infrastructure, the next phase of the operation. Some areas of Adamiya haven't had electricity for 45 days. While General Bashar acknowledges it won't be easy to fix, he has thinly veiled disdain for Iraq's politicians. This time he speaks in English.
We are providing the security, but let them work now. Let them start. I'm asking the ministers themselves to start doing their job. We secured the area. Come on, show me your work.
Militias operating inside Adamiya stayed out of sight during the searches, but Colonel Michael Shields anticipates gunmen will try to terrorize the area again.
There's a chance that the militias or groups moved to another area within Baghdad or maybe the more rural areas. But again, it's really a combined effort across Baghdad to neutralize this threat and eliminate and disrupt the cycle of violence that's going on.
Shields says there's nowhere in Baghdad his forces won't go, echoing promises by American generals here they will tackle every neighborhood in turn. The question is, does the American military have enough soldiers to expand its efforts as it tries to sustain progress in the neighborhoods already secured? As of tonight, five more bodies were found in Adamiya with gunshots to the head. And a member of Colonel Shields' Striker Brigade was killed by a sniper. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.
Today, President Bush again presented the war in Iraq as part of a broader fight against terrorism. Citing recordings, statements on websites, and captured documents from al-Qaeda, Mr. Bush said that America and its partners take the enemy's words seriously.
Bin Laden and his terrorist allies have made their intentions as clear as Lenin and Hitler before them. The question is, will we listen? Will we pay attention to what these evil men say?
President Bush was speaking today to the Military Officers Association of America.